Colleges and universities spend more than $6 billion a year training teachers. But according to a new study, most of these newly minted teachers aren't ready for the job. The National Council on Teacher Quality concluded that the vast majority of the nation's teaching colleges offer little or no practical classroom training. NPR's Claudio Sanchez explains.
The last time NCTQ put out a report on the nation's schools of education, it accused them of malpractice. This year, most of the 836 programs it looked at were mediocre at best.
It's almost as if the teachers haven't had any training. And that's what the data show.
NCTQ President Kate Walsh says 3 out of 4 programs do not train new teachers in crucial areas such as reading instruction and classroom management. Nearly half of the programs responsible for producing elementary school teachers don't prepare candidates to teach basic subjects like math, science, or history. This approach, says Walsh,
has nothing to do with training, has nothing to do with giving teachers the skills they need to walk into a classroom on day one.
Education school deans have roundly criticized NCTQ for ranking institutions based on what they call flimsy criteria. Tom Stridicus, dean of the College of Education at the University of Washington, Seattle, says NCTQ has clearly hit a nerve.
I think we've been slow to respond to the needs of school districts. So to some extent, we've opened the door up for groups like NCTQ to tell us what we're not doing well. So we deserve scrutiny. But it's hard to draw strong inferences about particular programs or single programs, given the kind of data that NCTQ uses.
For example, it relies heavily on simple course descriptions rather than actually talking to students or observing faculty. So it's like judging a restaurant by simply looking at its menu.
The menu analogy is kind of right.
Again, Kate Walsh.
You know whether you are going to go into a restaurant and have hamburgers and french fries or lobster with a nice crisp bottle of Chardonnay. You do learn a lot from what's on that menu.
But this is not just about evaluating course offerings, says Walsh. Admission standards for teacher candidates at 3 out of 4 institutions are so low, the weakest students on campus end up in their schools of education. And that, says Walsh, has to change too.
33 states have passed laws and regs in the past couple of years to raise admission standards, put in more rigorous tests that teachers have to pass before they're allowed to leave a program.
Walsh says even the Obama administration is preparing tougher measures to gauge the quality of teachers' colleges and eventually fund only the best programs. NCTQ has briefed the U.S. Education Department on what those measures might be. The University of Washington's Tom Stridicus says he has no problem with that.
But you need multiple measures to truly assess program quality.
And that is NCTQ's weakness, says Stridicus. It's a superficial evaluation at best. Even though his school looks pretty good in the new study, its training of special ed teachers was ranked 2nd best in the nation, and its school of education ranked in the top 15% overall. Stridicus worries, though, that the debate over reforming schools of education is already polarized, so shaming institutions by ranking them is not the most constructive way to help them improve. Kate Walsh admits NCTQ has burned a lot of bridges by shaming some colleges of education.
But if school districts are buying into what NCTQ is doing, if states are buying into it, it doesn't much matter. They're going to have to be responsive.
Especially now with the arrival of the Common Core state standards and tougher tests aligned with those standards. Mike Grego is superintendent of Pinellas County Schools in Florida.
If the quality of the teacher and the effectiveness and the content knowledge of that teacher is high, that school will perform well.
Grego says, unfortunately, most of the rookie teachers who applied for a job in his district this summer lacked the knowledge and skills to teach math, science, and history.
We're spending a lot of money on professional development. Last summer, we spent close to $1 million on mathematics and science and reading and writing training.
Grego says he supports NCTQ's work, but he's not about to use its findings to beat up on the colleges that supply most of his teachers. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.